Changing perspectives. Good day. This is Pastor Cindy Jacobs and welcome to Changing Perspectives. Today I want to talk to you about the power of persistence. Yes, the power of persistence. Now, there is a story in the Bible that we may all be familiar with, and it is the story of the persistent widow, a woman who goes to a judge. In fact, let me read the scripture to you. In Luke 18, it says the following, verse 1. Then he spoke a parable to them that men always ought to pray and not lose heart, saying, there was a certain city, a judge who did not fear God, nor regarded man. Now there was a widow in the city, and she came to him, saying, get justice for me from my adversary. And he would not for a while. But afterward he cried within himself, though I do not fear God nor regard man, yet because this woman troubles me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she will weary me. Lest by her continual coming she will weary me. It's so amazing to me how we have a tendency, or society has created the tendency, where people give up quickly, where people think that a no is final, where people get so disheartened when things do not work out the first time. And they believe, because it doesn't work out the first time, that it's not meant for them. And people begin to move on swiftly, so quickly. They move on so quickly that they do not give the thing that they are trusting God for, or the thing that they are hoping to become, a chance. So often, we live in a life where people want quick fixes. We live in a society where people don't want to wait. We live in a society where people don't understand the word marinating. They don't understand that when you leave something for some time, or you pursue it for some time, that results have to show. But because we are so impatient, we move on and we miss opportunities, and we miss our yeses and end up with no's that were not meant for us. When you look at this woman, or you look at the unjust judge, he says that this woman, she will weary him. She will make him tired. And so it means that this woman came to the judge continuously, and she never gave up until she got her yes. And it is our season, or rather it is a season of not accepting no's. It is a season of becoming persistent. It is a season of understanding and realizing that God has brought you into a place where you need to become persistent. It is those who move on quickly who miss out on all the opportunities that is due to them. The other day, I shared a story with my son in terms of just encouraging him. He started a new sport, and so many times we think that we only have to function in skill, but we don't understand the mental capacity that is needed for our success in any and everything that we do. And as I was speaking to him, I was explaining to him something that I went through in life. Now, there was a time in my life where, well, many times, God would take me on a journey where he would want me to do new things. And I remember when I was in Bible school, I remember this particular moment in my life where God said to me, you need to be leading worship. And at the time, our Bible school had like three different groups that were singing and leading worship. And I felt so intimidated by this request, because I thought to myself, I don't know what it's like to lead worship. I've never led worship before. I've always just been a backing singer. And when God came to me with this request, it was foreign to me, because so many times we want to remain in our comfort and we want to do the things that we know how to do. And as he comes to me, I remember my heart beating so fast. And I thought to myself, oh my goodness, how am I going to do this? And we had to give in our names for those who would be leading worship. And I gave in my name, wanting to be obedient to the Spirit of God, but at the same time feeling so uncomfortable and feeling so nervous. And I remember the very first time I had to lead my team into worship, I was so uncomfortable. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know how to lead. I didn't know how to sing. I did not understand how I was going to do this. And what made it worse on my first day, I will never forget that there was a group of guys that was in the other team that was sitting right in front. And while I was on the stage, they were so close to me, I could practically hear everything that they were saying. And the one was shouting out to the other one that she shouldn't be the leader. She doesn't know how to lead. The one at the back is leading more than she is leading. And I continued leading, and I finished what I needed to do that morning on the team and leading in my way. And as I stopped and I came off the stage, I felt so disheartened. I felt defeated, and I thought to myself, why did I do that to myself? Why did I make a fool of myself? Because I knew that I couldn't do this. And it got to the point where I said to myself, I am going to give up because I don't feel like embarrassing myself. But God, in all of his wisdom, brought a young woman in that week in, and she was leading worship. And I started looking at this woman and I thought to myself, what a beautiful and profound woman, the way she worships God. And I started watching her very closely. And I thought to myself, I will not give up. I didn't even try. It was my first try. And I started working very hard. And I started checking out videos. And I started looking at things that I needed to do better. And it wasn't that worship wasn't in me. It was only the fact that I was intimidated by something new. And because of that, I was blocked, and who I was and what I can do or could do for God didn't really want to come out. And I remember pushing very hard that year. And at the end of the year, those very same boys who did not appreciate how I was worshiping came to me at the end of the year and they asked me, will you please join our group because we think that you are an amazing worship leader. Now, the moral of the story is not the fact that I am amazing, but the moral of the story is that we can push through things and that we can become better even if you are starting something new. These gentlemen came to me and they even forgot what they said. You see, I kept on to the words that they said and I was affected by the things that they said and I wanted to give up. How many times in your life do you want to give up on things just because someone made a comment or someone had a perspective on you that was not a complete perspective? How many times in your life do you become disheartened and you say that I will not see this thing through because I don't know how to do it? But here is the thing. Persistence comes with patience. Persistence comes with the understanding that you have the ability and you will get better. But for some reason, we think that the first try is the only try, and the first try is the final try, and the first try is the only thing that we will be looked at. The first try is our test. And no, and nothing else will beat that first test. But life shows us in so many ways that those who are persistent, those who are patient, they see the good and the fruit of their loins. And I want to encourage you this day, and I want to say to you that it is time to push again. It is time to go and knock again. It is time to revisit again. It is time to look at the thing that has intimidated you and overwhelmed you and become strong in it again. Just because you failed today doesn't mean that you will fail tomorrow. Just because you failed yesterday doesn't mean that you will fail today. You need to change your perspective. You need to change the health, your mental health state, to understand that you are so much greater than you realize, because in you is found the power of God to become who God has called you to be. In you, you will find the ability to be strong and be like the widow who went to the unjust judge and she weighed him down until she got a yes. I leave you with these words, and I pray that you would find yourself again and push again, because there is power in persistence. Let us pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I pray, Father, for a renewed and revived strength to come upon your people, to try again, to run again, to begin again, to speak again, and to get into the place of becoming strong again. I pray that every negativity that has come against them will not overwhelm them, nor will it intimidate them, but they will find themselves in a place of complete strength. And so I speak life and life more abundantly over them, that their minds are renewed and they are becoming stronger than ever. I speak this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for listening to this week's edition of Changing Perspectives. We will be back next week. For now, God bless and take care.
when love explode and bring the dead to life. A love so bold to see a revolution somehow. Now I'm lost in your freedom. In this world I'll overcome.
My God's not dead, he's surely alive. He's living on the inside, roaring like a lion. God's not dead, he's surely alive. He's living on the inside, roaring like a lion.
Living on the inside, roaring like a lion.